children wears a top hat.
John, Michael, Wendy, or George.
Wendy, right?
They'll come to you.
You have your pick?
Michael.
Wait.
Wasn't it the girl out of all of them?
Michael.
I thought the girl was the one who wore the top hat. And that's why I remember. Oh, I just gaslighted myself again.
George. John.
But we're
doing it. My original.
At the end of the 101.
Wayfarm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Wayfarm and our radio station, WGXC, operate and broadcast. The Mohicans named themselves the People of the Waters That Are Never Still, following their arrival along the Mohicanituck, the Great Ebbtide River, also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For further information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit Mohican.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Cochrane Media of Caro, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement.
Your seat. This is where I wanna be. Your presence here is everything, Jesus. Oh, you have. Speak. to me. Speak. Oh. Speak.
Jesus, speak.
I'm listening. You have always been enough. Captivated by stay here in the presence of Jesus. Oh, you have always been enough. I'm captivated by your love. I'll stay here. Stay here forever. I'll stay here forever.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna move. I'll stay here forever. There's nothing more important. I'll stay here forever. There's nothing more important to me. Sit here at your feet.
Stay here forever.
I receive instruction.
Stay here forever.
Gonna stay right here. Oh, but you have always been enough. Captivated by your love, I'll stay here in the presence of Jesus.
Yeah, I'm captivated by your love, Jesus. It sounds good to me. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Brightsiders. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I'm here wishing all of our fathers happy Father's Day. Oh my gosh, I got a few things to say about that, but I'll be back with that after we've had some back-to-back music. Seven songs back-to-back. Yes, we are honoring fathers today and our Heavenly Father, the model for fatherhood. Oh my God. I just love it, love it, love it. That was Mary's song, beloved. And that was Miss Tasha Cobbs Leonard, Mary's song. Just Like Jesus. We got that coming up for you too. Just Like Jesus by One House. Hold On Me, Brother Travis Green. Something Better, Blanca featuring Torrin Wells. It's Gonna Happen, Brother James Fortune. Holy Forever, Brother Chris Tomlin. Kind God, Brother Bishop Marvin Sapp. And Wind Beneath My Wings, Eddie and Gerald Levert. Those are our lineups for this morning. 32 minutes of music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. That's how we do it here at the Bright Side. There's a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me on WGXC. Pastor Kim, Perpetual Optimist. And we got Just Like Jesus. Come on, and let's give him praise today.
You called me by surprise. I had my own timeline. Thought my issue escaped your mind, but you called me by surprise. Here you go again,
just like Jesus. Show up at the right time again. Right time, right time. My testimony. Yeah.
You knew before I did, yeah, that this wasn't the end. So I'll trust that you have a plan, 'cause you knew before I did. And there you go again. He's showing up as I've seen it.
I hear you calling my name.
Coming out of my grave clothes because I hear.
Over. Yes, I did too. I thought there was a period after my name, but I did too. I thought there was nothing else you could do. Yes, I did too.
Yeah.
But it's just like Jesus.
Yeah.
Just saw a path the right time. It's Jesus. He showed up at the right time. Yes, Jesus. Friend, we have a Jesus,
yeah,
who sticks closer than a brother. What a friend we have in Jesus.
Jesus.
He'll show up at the right time again. I did what I could do.
Yeah.
I've tried out all the options. I went to doctors for 12 years straight. But what I needed was you. What I needed is you.
What I needed is you.
It was just like Jesus to show up at the right time again. Doctor after doctor. But only Jesus had the cure. He showed up at the right time. Sickness after sickness. But only Jesus has the cure. Remind you that he'll show up at the right time. He'll show up at the right time. We trust your timing. We trust your planning. We trust your will.
Brother Travis would like to say something this Sunday. Let's give him a hand as he comes.
Thank you.
If I can have your attention, don't mean to waste your time. I like to tell a little story. How I was lost and couldn't find my way.
Tell your story.
But then I met Jesus.
Yes, sir.
And something started to change. I ain't proud of the past. I'm proud of the fact that I'm not who I was now.
I am different.
Ooh,
every part of me,
the whole me,
has been touched by freedom.
Yes, John.
Born in North Carolina, outside the county line. Yeah, I came up in the struggle, and on the streets I had to find my way. But that was just a chapter. No, it was not the end. I ain't proud of the
wanna thank Travis and John for stopping by the service this evening. We'll be serving plate dinners in the back. Come and get you some red Kool-Aid, because you know you've been changed. Hallelujah. Come on. See, since it feel real good right now, and I wanna talk to you a little bit more. I'm not finished with you. Talk to me.
Let's go.
I used to fall asleep in Sunday school, sing in the choir so I could sit right next to you. Yeah, puppy love, and I say I forget your name, cause after time, memories, they fade away. But still today, I can never let it go. That Sunday morning when I met the Holy Ghost, oh, my mama, church boy, now I'll never be the same. Jesus paid it all and told me I could keep the change. Pull up.
Couple years I've been on my own. Now I know that I'm not alone. You're giving me a reason to carry on, yeah, yeah. Yeah, everything is different nowadays. I lost a few ones along the way. I had to learn to trust, it'll be okay, it'll be okay. Every moment I was sure I would.
A kind of love that I never known. You took over my heart and you made a home. Yeah, you made a home. And all the broken pieces within, you put them together again. And with you, a new story begins, begins. Hey, I don't know how, but you take all my pain and you turn it into something better. Ooh, something better. Something better, ooh, something better.
Something better, something better. Something in the way you move, I never understood that it all works for my good.
Every moment I was sure I would.
Something's about to shift.
I can feel it.
Got the spirit right for this, so I'll keep.
WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York, and elsewhere, and WGXC Online, and Wave Farm/Listen internationally. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist on Father's Day. Believe in God and believe in you. It's going to happen for you. Yes, it will. I know it will. You hang on in there. Don't quit in the dip. It's Father's Day.
A thousand generations falling down in worship to sing the song of ages to the Lamb. And all who've gone before us and all who will believe will sing the song of ages to the Lamb. Your name is the highest, your name is the greatest, your name stands above them all. All thrones and dominions, all powers and positions, your name stands above them all. Oh,
to think of me, to plan each step so patiently, to rewrite dreams I thought I lost. Love on the cross, how kind of God, how kind of God, to bring me pain, for there are things in me that pain can change. I'm not fond of tears, or how much they cost, but if the hurt is worth
everything I would like to be.
Yes, beloved. The wind beneath my wings. I pray that, you know, you have that person in your life who is wind beneath your wings. And even if you don't have a person, you have a God, the almighty and the all-wise God. Wind beneath our wings helps us to fly, lifts us up when we're down. Thank you, Lord, for being the wind beneath my wings. Thank you, Lord, for my dad. Hallelujah. Brother Elton Prescott, sleeping in peace, to rise in paradise. Yes, happy Father's Day to all. You know, beloved, the nation's first Father's Day, it was celebrated on June 19th in 1910 in Washington, in the state of Washington, not Washington, D.C. But it was 58 years later that President Woodrow Wilson made it official after Mother's Day was officially made a holiday. Mother's Day was to unite the women, the mothers in the South with the Union soldiers. And so, amen, after President Woodrow Wilson made Mother's Day official, it took 58, it was 1972. Hallelujah. The day honoring fathers became a nationwide holiday. But you know, God put some emphasis on fathers and fatherhood, I believe, way back in the Word of God. Back there when Jesus, hallelujah, walked the earth, and when Jesus was ministering to the disciples, he gave them a prayer. They asked him, Jesus, teach us how to pray. And he gave them a prayer that we consider the Lord's Prayer. And, you know, many of us are familiar with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come and your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Yes, that's found in Luke chapter 2 and in Matthew chapter 6, the Lord's Prayer. Well, beloved, I'm just looking at that prayer, and I see that perhaps God is not only pointing us to our Heavenly Father, but giving us a model for fathers here in earth. And you know, today, too many of our children, particularly here in the U.S. of A., have not had a view of fatherhood in the home at all. It could have been because of divorce or death or sickness or incarceration. We know that we've been intentionally an incarceration nation, displacing Black and Brown fathers out of the home for infractions that others have been able to walk away from, giving extended and harsher sentences that has decimated families in our communities, social service systems that penalize families receiving government support by requiring men to be out of the home. There are many, many reasons why a child may not have had a true view of fatherhood. There are many who have fathers in the home, but haven't had a true view of fatherhood. And then there are those of us who have had that view. Well, I want to speak to all of you and say that, you know, I think God was giving us a model in the Lord's Prayer. Let me break it down real quick. So when Jesus taught his disciples to pray and he said, our Father, well, it's clear that he's talking about God who art in heaven. But hallelujah, making that distinction about God being our Father in heaven leads me to think that he was also given a model for the fathers here in earth. And in that prayer, he teaches us characteristics of our Heavenly Father, but also characteristics of a God-like Father in the earth, one who provides and protects, who does good for others, has close personal relationship with those who are of himself. But then he also makes it very clear in those first three words, our Father, that it's not just the Father to those who are of themselves, but it is Father of many. not just our own children, but of many children. He goes on in his prayer to say, hallowed be thy name. The hallowed, it means blessed and consecrated and holy and sanctified and all these wonderful things. And it reminds me of when I was growing up and you know, you wouldn't take your father's name in vain. Your fathers and mothers would say, don't mess up your good name. Come on here, somebody. And, you know, even if we did mess up the name, our Father in heaven wanted us to know that I can change your name. Hallelujah. I can make your name blessed, even though if you've been a mess. I can make you, hallelujah, more than you ever knew you could be. We are called to hallow God's name, not to use it in profanity, not to, you know, disparage the name of God. But, you know, fathers, he wants us to live so that our children hallow and call our names blessed. He said, thy kingdom come and thy will be done, giving us a model, amen, for the things that the kingdom of God gives us, love, joy, peace, hallelujah, in the Holy Spirit. The family that prays together stays together, and fathers that are teaching their children how to pray and teaching their children to love God are putting their children on a good path. The word of God says that train up a child in the way they should go, and when they're old, they won't depart or turn from it. Oh, beloved, I'm out of time. I could go on, but I think I made my point. There is a God view of true fatherhood, and it is one that we aspire to. It is one that we have available to us, and I encourage you, fathers out there, amen. Hopefully you're the father, exactly the father you wanted to be. And hopefully, amen, you see that God's not finished with you yet. There are those who have not had a father to model after, and they are being and want to be the father they did not have. I want to encourage you today that you have a model in your heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Even if you never got to see one here in the earth. I thank God today for Father's Day, where we celebrate, hallelujah, and we lift up our fathers. And I pray, Father, that you would bless the fathers under the sound of my voice, the families that are represented on this line. God, I pray, Lord, there's a father that needs your help today, needs help for the family, needs help to lead their family, provide for their family, bring healing to their family. That in this season, God, as this Father Day kicks off, this fatherhood week, Lord, I pray that there'll be a change, that there'll be a transformation, that there'll be an impartation, God, of your God-like fatherhood qualities. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for those of us who have been blessed and those you are blessing even now. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, and amen. Beloved, God wants us to walk in freedom. He wants us to enjoy, hallelujah, this life that he's given us. He wants us to have life and have it more abundantly. Happy Father's Day, Lord Almighty, and happy Father's Day to you. Walk in freedom, beloved. That's a song I'm lining up for you right now. We're just going to give you a couple of minutes of it, a little taste of it, by Dale Anthony. Walk in freedom this Father's Day.
Thank you for helping me see that freedom is in you. I'm ready to take the limits off. To the waters, calling me out of my will. this is how
you made me free.
Freedom is here today.
Today I am walking in freedom. No chains holding me. Today I am walking in freedom.
But I can't take this walk alone. Father, I need your help. By the Spirit of God that lives inside of me, I speak.
By the Spirit of God,
yes,
I speak to the mountain.
And every mountain's gotta move. Every mountain's gotta move. Yeah.
You call me onto the water.
I hear you calling my name, but will I answer your call? This is how
you made me free.
Yeah, freedom is here today.
Today I am walking in freedom.
Yeah, and the weight's a little lighter cause
the chains holding me.
No, I'm letting them go today.
Today I am walking in freedom.
Father, I'm taking you by the hand cause I've realized
you made me free.
Yeah. And I'm walking with you cause
today I am walking in freedom.
Yes, the weight's a little lighter now.
Chains holding me.
I'm letting them go today.
Today I am walking in freedom.
I'm not looking back, I'm looking forward and I declare
this is the day that I'm letting go.
Yes, today is the day. Walking in freedom. Yes, yes, yes. Listen, beloved, we want to also let you know that we are celebrating Juneteenth at the Rothermel Park in Kinderhook, 15-19 Rothermel Avenue, Rothermel Lane. Rothermel Lane or Avenue, you'll find it in Kinderhook, the Rothermel Park. We are going to have prayer at the Colored People Cemetery plot. We are going to have picnic food, kiddie park, basketball, games, prizes. We are celebrating fathers and giving gifts to fathers to celebrate. You know, back in slave days, men were not allowed to be fathers to their children. And in incarceration nation and injustices and inequities, that ideology still exists. So we're celebrating those who are free, hallelujah, and are fathers and fathering their children. Come and celebrate Juneteenth with us and give praise and thanks for the ancestors upon whom shoulders we stand in freedom. Wave of freedom, an affirmation of every person's right to equity and dignity is the theme for the 2023 Juneteenth. Well, beloved, it's time for me to get out of here. But listen, I just want you to know that God loves you. Yes, he does. He knows you and he knows me too. And he loves us. Hallelujah. Just the way we are. But guess what? He won't leave us the way we are. He will help us and he will make us stronger. He will make us better. Let us put our hand in his hand and let him do the work. God bless you till we meet or speak again. I hope I see you at the Rothermel Park, 11:30 to 2:30 on tomorrow. But wherever you are, whatever you do, remember, God does love you. No matter how gray the day, how dark the clouds may be, the sun is still there and the sun is still shining. There's a bright side somewhere. Don't quit in the dip. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist on this Sunday morning. And I'm saying, I'm out.
We serve a great God who can do great and mighty things in our lives. But we have to let him. There's so much I can do if you only trust me to. A bud becomes a rose. My mysteries unfold. There's so much I can do.
There's nothing too hard.
If you only believe, yeah.
If you only just believe,
I move mountains, control the seas.
Mountains, control seas.
Give life eternally. There's so much.
So much I can do.
Oh, I can take the pain.
I can take the pain.
With nothing to gain, yeah.
Nothing to gain.
Then I'll turn your wrongs into right.
Wrong into right.
By midnight. There's so much.
So much I can do.
Oh, come on and declare there's so much I
so
can
much
do.
I can do.
If you only trust me to.
If you just trust me to.
I'll touch every